Blog Talk Radio.
And so
Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. Which of you can tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. So we learned that there's a protocol to this word, where the word came from, as we mentioned many times on this program. The protocol of how the Father, Yahweh the Father, gave the word to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the elders, and then to be bringing this word unto you. We follow the path that Yahweh the Son has given us. As it said in John 14, verse 6, Yahweh the Son said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this is what we do. We follow that path. It's a narrow path, because if you veer either way, too far one way or too far the other, you're going to fall into some destruction. And we are very aware what that destruction is. That was told us in Matthew's chapter 7, verse number 13, I believe. It says, enter ye at the gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth into destruction, and many there go when they're at. So we like to keep that narrow path into righteousness, because we always say what the teacher does. A teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a good student, I said before, many, many times can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach the word themselves one day. And this shows well in all of our six camps that teach. We have to be aware by knowing these scriptures. Most of us, we can hear the scriptures, but some listening never understand. And we try to make this misunderstanding very possible in Yahweh's ministry. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching Christianity. And I guess the mute button to mute you out when people get ready. That's a shame. Well, this is first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you all listening came to seek and found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from a time from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use it. Just on any search engine, enter tribeyadav.com. And after you click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You'll find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Jabdaw. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can write us to call with Yahuwah online. The first number being our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs are your choice. One note that we'd like to mention is please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now in addition, what are we hearing? Busy with the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and you'll find if the question is legit, you will absolutely receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, to do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voice of the True Israelites. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we'll also be simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. We will be listed in the ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for the Bible education. Online there, to answer any of the only table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel, as writing a shotgun. And during that time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah will be with you all. But remember, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so that the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly with no misunderstanding. Don't try to win that bump the gums contest. We'll end up missing all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel so the teaching can yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, that elder, Mr. Tibbs, that's excellent on your part. And see, I don't want to butcher up these names. The Latter-day Saints got it blasting on the network of, which you acknowledge the 12 elders, apostles up under Latter-day Saints, up under, which you acknowledge them on the network. They want to zero in on you. So we don't want to butcher up the names. So I tell you what we do. We'll just spell out these names you got, and we're going to try to butcher them up because you know, I get more calls on me butchering up names than, you know, me butchering up names. I get more calls than me butchering up names. So I'll tell you what I do. I will acknowledge the president is Nelson, and he got his seniors that's of the 12 apostles over here in the Latter-day Saints that will be on the broadcast. Will be, I'm not going to try to butcher up the name, so I just spell it. D-A-L-L-I-N-H-O-A-K-S. That's one name. Another one of these seniors, elders, is N-E-I-L, middle name, L, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. That's number two. No one is seniors. No one is Gary E. Stevenson. Well, S-T-E-V-E-S-O-N. I'm not going to, you know, I get more calls than butchering up people's names. So, you know, don't hold me responsible for all that butchering up names, because I'll butcher up a name in a minute. So another name is J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. R is middle name. His last name is H-O-L-L-A-N-D. And H-E-N-E-H-A-N-R-Y-B-E-Y-R-I-N-G. And another one of these elder seniors of the 12 apostles of Latter-day Saints is D-I-E-T-E-R, middle name, maybe L-U-C. U-C-H-T-D-O-F-D-O-R-F. Okay, and another one of these seniors, elders of the 12 apostles of the Latter-day Saints, is D-A-V-I-D, middle name is A-B-E-D-N-A-R. Another name of these elders, Q-U-E-N-T-I-N-L Cook, C-O-O-K. Another name is T-O-D-D-C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R-S-O-N. And another name is N-E-I-L, middle name L. A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. So, and another name is, okay. All right, well, see, Latter-day Saints. I hope I've done you justice by, and we welcome those that want to be listeners to, but we know that you is listening to, but all I want to know is one thing. About you listening tonight with your president, I got to give me one verse while I bring in the box tail, have been lit in the curtain, have went up. I just want to know one thing first, Brother McKay, I want you to give me a verse. I just want to know, is your visit in the room, before we give you any kind of introduction, I need a verse read, because it's going to another day, thanks. In the 16th chapter there, Brother Micaiah, can you read me a verse? And all I need is one line in verse 5. This is all I want to know from the Latter-day Saints before we open up the room and get going. In the 16th chapter, 1 Samuel, what does verse 4 say? Read 16 verse 4 there, Brother Micaiah.
Were you going 16 verse 4 what?
Yeah, just read 1 Samuel 16 verse 4.
1 Samuel, first, okay.
16 verse 4. I got a question for a lot of day saints. I got a question for them since they got the 12 apostles, the elder singers up, and the president is listening on tape number 74. I just got one question, that's all. My question is this, and 16 verse 4 of 1 Samuel.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake, and came to Bethlehem, Yadah, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest you peacefully?"
Give me one line in verse 5.
1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "And he said, Peacefully I come."
Right there. So all I want to know is you in the room, is you coming peacefully? Is you in the room peacefully? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Is y'all Latter-day Saints, are y'all coming peacefully? You know, 12 apostles with the president. Is y'all in this room for peacefully? We here for you to teach back on the book of Romans. Well, I'm going to get on Romans soon later, but, not yet. All right, good enough. So what we're going to do is open up. We probably touch on it, but not right now. So we welcome you in the room, and we will touch on Romans as it unfolds itself. But we, like I said again, it might not be tonight. It might be tonight, or it might be Wednesday. When we come back, no class tomorrow. It might be Wednesday, so I don't know. So right now we're going to open the lines. The Fox KL been lit. The curtain half went up. And one thing, we do know one thing, that Voices of a True Israelite Fixed Anointed Campus will receive all of the known world, and our job is to get our people back on their feet in the word of Yahweh. So we'll take it from there. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you're on the line, Brother Micaiah. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you. Fear. Of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Another teacher out of Camp One, Brother Titus. And we want to see, can we bring in Brother Titus? Another teacher out of Camp One. You know what I'm going to mean? Young Lions. So we'll see if we can find another young lion teacher out of Camp One. Brother Titus. Yahweh bless you, Roy.
And Yahweh bless you there, Brother Steve Israel. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Titus. And let's see who else will be on stage tonight. Swing around Camp O, around Detroit, Michigan. And we'll see what Camp O be ready to get in on taking on 74 soil. Let's see what Prince Leor Israel come out of Camp O will be ready to contribute to the nice episode part number 74. Princess Leor Israel. Yahweh be there, see you right. Okay. We put Princess on. We'll come back to Princess a little bit later. All right. We'll come back to Princess a little bit later. All right. Brother Micaiah, let's see if we get something going on. Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on tape number 74. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
And I believe that. I believe the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But it's so much misinformation that's on the table. We just want to take a look at a few things that the righteous spirit leads the lesson, and we'll definitely touch on Romans. We're not going to run away from Romans because the big dignitary is in the room. We'll get on Romans in a little bit later, but right now we want to open up and Brother Titus, we want to open up in Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll look at what can we get out of 1 through 13. We're going to take a look at, matter of fact, let's take a look at one verse at a time. We go on to Ephesians chapter 5. Matter of fact, read verse 1, and let's see, can we take a look at a few things. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Let's see what's going on there. Let me get me some book on Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. What do you say there, Brother Titus? Ephesians 5, verse number 1. What does it say there that we can read?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, Ye therefore followers of Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
as dear children. Verse 2.
What did he tell you to do in 5, verse 1?
Be ye therefore followers of Yahuwah, as dear children.
As what again, Brother Titus said again, as what?
Be ye therefore followers of Yahuwah, as dear children.
Okay, let me take a look and see what he's saying. Oh, as dear children, okay. So he wants you to be followers of Yahuwah as dear children. Okay, that's pretty good. Precept that to the 18th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3 there, Brother Titus. Matthew 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you hear me out there? Let's precept that a little bit. What do you mean by be followers? Be followers of Yahuwah as dear children. What's that supposed to mean? How about precepting that to 18, 1, 2, 3, 4? What you got there, Brother Titus?
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. At the same time came the followers unto Yahuwah the Son, saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2. And Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3. And said, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh. So we're going to find out so far that you got to humble yourself. That's why we asked earlier, how is the Latter-day Saints? Are you coming peacefully? Because we won't know if you're coming peacefully, but the fact of the matter is, when he's talking to the Ephesians, Brother Micaiah, let's find out who is he talking to about you gotta come as a little child. And he's talking in the book of Ephesians that's been worldly quoted wrong by all of the big dignitaries. They quote that wrong, but we're gonna see, can we take a look at it along the way. Take a look at it along the way there, Brother Micaiah. Let's see who is these Ephesians that he's talking to that we can read. Let's go and take a look and see what's going on. Let's look at verse 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to go from the bottom and come up. We're trying to analyze some things about who is these Ephesians that he's talking to that we can tie this in. So help me out there, Brother Micaiah. Look at verse 4 and come 3, 2, 1. Come on.
Are we in the book of Ephesians chapter 5?
Yeah, chapter 1.
Okay.
Chapter 1, we're trying to find out, we're trying to identify who's these Ephesians that he's talking to by, you know, going to the first book of Ephesians and pick up at verse 4, 3, 2, 1. What it said, come from the bottom up to the top. Come on.
Gotcha. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, 3, 2, and 1. Verse 4 reads, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous and without blame before him in love. Verse 3. Blessed be Yahuwah, the Father of our Yahuwah, the Son, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 2. Grace be to you, mercy be to you, and peace from Yahuwah the Father and from Yahuwah the Son. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahuwah the Son, by the will of Yahuwah to the saints all the congregation of the children of Israel, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful.
So these Ephesians is they look like these saints, and they look like these Ephesians. He's talking to the saints. And we got to find out who these saints is he talking to. This right here, but he said something real big in verse 4 about these saints. What he said again in 1 verse 4 about these saints again there, Brother Micaiah, he made a profound statement about these saints in verse number 4. What did he say?
The book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous, blameless before him in love.
Oh, so he's talking to the Ephesians that the one that have been chosen since the foundation of the world. So these Ephesians he's talking to, he said, you've been the one he's talking to, Paul would tell him. You've been chosen since the foundation of the world, you Ephesians. So that big talk right there in that verse 1 that Titus did read. So we need to find out a little bit more about this Brother Micaiah. So we found out these saints have been chosen since the foundation of the world, these Ephesians. So let's find out. And Matthew's, who is these Ephesians that have been chosen since the foundation of the world in 15:24. Let's find out in Matthew 15:24. So this is how you run down some things and check out some things. Although we gonna peep at Romans a little bit too, but so happened the Almighty wants to start off in Ephesians first. But we find out these Ephesians is the saints that they've been chosen since the foundation of the world. So let's find out who's been chosen that we can read in 15:24 there, Brother Micaiah, in the book called
Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of Israel.
The house means family or nation. So the house, so one that he was sent to was Israel, but we got a word called being chosen since the foundation of the world, and it is the saints. Now, Brother Titus, I know you holding verse 1, but let's go back and find out a little bit more about these saints that have been chosen since the foundation of the world, by going to the 50th chapter of the book of Psalms and look at verse 5 down to verse 7. Help me out there, Brother Titus. Let's see what's going on in Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 through 7.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 5. Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 reads, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6, and the heaven should declare his righteousness, for Yahweh, the Son, is judge himself. Verse 7, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
Oh, so we're going to find out. We found out a little bit more information about the saints. The saints have been chosen since the foundation of the world, and we find out, but the saints, he's talking about the one that have made a covenant with me. So he ain't talking about any saints, because you got some saints that's of Israel that have not made a covenant with him, and they got a title on them, brother. They got a title on them in the book of Maccabees 1:11. See, remember one thing, because you are Israelite descent, you could have been chosen for since the foundation of the world, but you have to make sure that you are one of the saints that have made a covenant with him. See, You got to be made a covenant with him. You can be Israel, but if you ain't made a covenant with him, you're going to be considered as something else. We might find out in this lesson before we kick off the Latter-day Saints on the book of Romans. We'll lay a little foundation down there, Brother Micaiah. So it's also some Israelites that in the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11, is what? Can you hear me out there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, 11, read. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the heathen, the Gentiles, the nations, 17 nations that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow.
Uh-huh. But wait a minute. Did he have a name on the ones that went out wicked? Is it a name we can read that we can read in 1 verse 11 there, Brother Micaiah? Is it a name that we can read in 1 verse 11?
Yes, it is. The book of 1 Maccabees, 1 verse 11. Verse 11 reads, in those days went there out of Israel wicked men.
Oh, so Israel got some wicked men too. But because you say you Israel, but you can't be Israel of the wickedness. And see, when you wicked of Israel, you open the door for things that happen not in your favor, wicked Israelites. So one thing about it, you got to recognize a wicked Israelite, and you got to recognize a just Israelite. So you got, but how you recognize them is not according to 724, Brother Micaiah, or St. John. So you can't recognize a wicked Israelite or a just Israelite by doing the 724 of St. John. You can't do the 724. What it says in St. John 724?
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Mm-hmm. The only way you will know about the people of the book called the Israelites is righteous. You judge them according, not by appearance. See, you don't judge them by appearance. You judge them through righteousness. And righteousness is, what can we read as righteousness, Brother Titus, 625 of Deuteronomy? What do we mean by, you mean I can't look at a person and make no statements? I got to judge them according to Deuteronomy 6:25. But Titus, what does it say anyway that we can read?
The third book of the heavenly tablets, the Torah instructions, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, and it should be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions. First five books before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So keep that in your mind, and Brother Anderson, we know you're a great note taker. You know, write that down, Brother Anderson. You just can't judge a person, male or female, because of appearance. Make sure you judge them righteous judgment. And righteous judgment, Brother Anderson, is when you keeping the first five books. That's why you can tell when somebody righteous, by keeping the first five books. So we're going to find out right now, by going into the book of Ephesians, we find out that Paul was not talking to the world, and most of all the teaching of the world. When you jump down to Ephesians, the first thing to come across your mind that Paul is talking to those of the other nation, but we find out, no, he's talking to the Israelites, that was the saints. And the saints is because they call them the saints. And the key word is the saints. So, Brother Titus, the definition of a saint in 148, verse 14, tell me the definition of a saint. So when you read Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, he said this is to the saints that's in Ephesus called Ephesians. So now we go and find out who is the saints according to the Bible, because the Bible is basically is in code there, Brother Emerson. The Bible is a code. You just can't jump down this Bible and think you just can read it because you can read it. Because if that's the case, then you will see nobody and going to worship on the first day of the week. They'll be going on the seventh day of the week. That's when the sun goes down on Friday, sun goes down on Saturday. So evidently, you see, it's a whole lot of them doing the wrong day of worshiping wrong. So what else they got wrong? They got the Sabbath day wrong, or a day to worship on. What else they got wrong? And that's why we call the network Humble 6 nights a week, Brother Emerson. For one reason, to all about this right here, for you can understand, you know, you got to help yourself, then you can help others. But you got to learn is to take great notes. So now in 148, verse 14, let's talk about it, Brother Titus, what it says in 148, verse 14.
The book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14 reads, he also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. He said you better praise Yahuwah on that. So we find out when you jump in the book of Ephesians now, Brother Anderson, understand one thing. That book of Ephesians is talking about the Israelites that have been scattered from the covenant, and Paul is over there trying to grab hold to them, and we'll make it plain by going to the 18th chapter of Titus, or the book of Acts, and find out exactly who these people's is that he's going to over there in Ephesus. They call Ephesians by these names. We're going to Acts chapter 18, look at verse 19. Let's see what it says in Acts chapter 18, verse 19. What does it say there, Brother Titus?
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 19 reads, and he came to Ephesus and left them there, but himself entered to the synagogue, blew the word for temple, and reason by Yadav Judah, the southern kingdom, blew the word Judah.
You see that? Yeah, excellent. So you see that? So the Jews polluted for Yahdah Judah, them the one that's in Ephesus at the temple. So Paul went way over there in Ephesus, and he found a temple site, and was peoples of Israelite descent, and they was in the temple. Paul went visit them, but there's up on the banner called Ephesians. So now, without having that foundation, the modern day churches teach these Ephesians is of the nation, but we just showing you soundly it's not so. So Paul had one mission to do. He went to teach and test the scattered Israelites of the 10 northern tribes in other lands and bring them back to the bond of the covenant. So, but with like the apologetics and the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints and the WCC, World Council of Churches, they teach when you read the book of Ephesians, you're talking about the other nation, the other 17 nations. But that's totally wrong. And as we get into the book of Romans, we're going to find out something will be wrong about that. But we're going to do it with Ephesians, showing you the way that when you jump down in Ephesians, it's not talking about the other nations. It's talking about the scattered Israelites that have walked away from the covenant, and Paul is coming to put a Aretha Franklin on them, rescue me. That's what Paul getting ready to do. So Paul is there to rescue them, to bring them back to the bond of the covenant. So that's when you're working with something there, Brother Anderson. That's when you're working with something. Now, let's go back to, so since we got that clear, that he's talking to northern kingdom that is scattered. As a matter of fact, a lot of Yahdah Judah was scattered over there too. So they had their own temple sites and everything, but they was short of information. And Paul went, the Benjamite went over there to try to straighten them up a little bit. So we're going back to Ephesians chapter 5 and we read verse 1, and let's see what verse 2 got to offer us, brother Titus. Let's see what Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 got to offer us that we can read. 5, verse 2, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 reads, "And walk in love, as Yahweh the Son also had loved us, and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh the Father for a sweet-smelling Savior."
Mm-hmm. So let me tell Ephesians to do. He said, now listen, you scattered Israelites that's over in Ephesians. We want you to walk in love and walk in the light. Walk in the light and walk in the love. See, that's what we come to tell you, to get your walk together. Now, you see that? So you see all that's in that, Brother Anderson. You see what's all in there? Now he's telling them, y'all got to get your walk right. Now we're going to precept and find out what kind of walk he's talking about that we got to get right. Come on, Brother Titus, let's find out what kind of walk he's talking about that he's telling them, y'all got to get your walk right. And the same thing, the six anointed camps, you got to get your walk right. Let's find what he's talking about that we can read by going to Isaiah chapter. We're going to get that walk together. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Let's find out about this walk first. Let's get the walk together. You see, 1 John 2, right side of the book, verse 6 down to verse 8. Let's get the walk together. 1 John chapter 1, and chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Let's talk about it, Brother Titus, about this walk.
All right, 1 John, at the back of the book, chapter 2, verse 6 down to verse 8. "He that said he abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." Verse 7. "Brethren, I write no new Torah instruction unto you, but an old Torah instruction which I have from the beginning. The old Torah instruction is the word which you have heard from the beginning." Verse 8. "Again, a new Torah instruction I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light is now shining."
Mm-hmm. Now go to 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. So he's saying that I ain't writing to you about nothing new. This is old information all the way on the right side of the book. This ain't nothing new. He said, y'all got to get y'all walk together for the Almighty to intervene with y'all one more time, but he's not coming in with you, northern kingdom that scattered Israelites, until your walk is back right according to the Bible. And what is that walk? Because that walk can bring you some great love. 1 verse 6. What it said, 1 verse 6, Brother Titus.
2 John chapter 1, verse 6 reads, "And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instruction." Verse 5 book. "This is the Torah instruction, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it."
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying, walk in the first 5 books. So that's how you get your walk together, Brother Anderson. You get your walk together by walking in the first 5 books. That's the game changer right there. And now, but he also says something about the light, Brother Micaiah. He said, now walk in the light. Now we got to find out what he's talking about that. Remember, see, it's a ministry on the table called Voices of the True Israelite. You know, you got to, although you read these scriptures, but you got to precept this to get the answer to it. You can't speculate nothing, Brother Anderson. You got to be able to look at these verses, then paint the picture where it's so soundly of information. And we found out that he's telling these Ephesians, which is northern kingdom of Israelites, you got to get your walk together. And that walk means you got to come back to them first 5 books and not only be a hearer of them, you got to be a doer on them. And he said, now once you do that, then you will have this light. You have a light. And what is that light we can read in let's go to Proverbs first there, Brother Micaiah. Let's talk about this light that he's talking about you're gonna have once you get your walk right in the first five books, then you'll have this light. What is this light that we can read in Proverbs 6:23? Let's talk about the light there, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 23. 23 reads, "For the Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible, is a lamp, and the Torah instruction is light, and reproof of instruction are the way."
So he's saying this walk is the Torah instruction, and it's light is the Torah instruction, first five books. He said, "Now listen, you scattered Israelites that's over in Ephesians, your walk ain't right, and you will not receive the light, and the light is the Torah instruction." He said, "You got to get back in them first five books." That's what he's saying. You got to get more information on the first five books. That's what he's saying about this light. Now, we need a little bit more about it, Brother Micaiah, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and 20. I need a little bit more about this walking in light. I need a little bit more. Can you help me out in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20? What does it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Verse 16 reads, "Bind the testimony, the covenant, Torah instruction among my followers." Verse 20. Two, the Torah instruction. The first five books of the Bible. Two, the testimony, the covenant. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
He said, Brother Allen, if you're not using the first five books to put your case on, there's no light in you. So your walk has to be in the first five books. So when you ask, clergymen's about to walk, and you said, "Well, clergymen, you ain't got your walk right." "What you mean you ain't got my walk right? I'm walking pretty good. I ain't got no walk or no cane." He said, "No, you got to walk in the Torah instruction, first five books. That's when your walk is right according to the Bible." He said, "Why you ain't got your walk right?" See, so the walk is the first five books. So that's when they be walking the first five books, you receive the light. The light is the first five books, because that light is, we'll probably read a little bit later about that light, what that light means. We'll leave it on ice for a minute. But let's go to 1 John chapter 1 there, Brother Micaiah, and we'll look at 1 John, the right side of the book, to find a little bit more about this light. See, you're going to receive this light, you got to walk in the first five books, Brother Emerson. Now, you walk in the first five books, Then something you will receive in 1 John, the right side of the book, chapter 1, verse 5 down to verse 8. Listen good. 1 John, chapter 1, 5 through 8. Listen good. Come on, Brother Micaiah.
The book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. Verse 5 reads, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Verse 7, "But if we walk in the light," first Torah instruction, "as he is in the light," Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible, "we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahweh the Son cleanses us from all sin." Verse 8, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us."
Mm-hmm. So that's how we know when you walking in the light, that means you walking in the first five books, Brother Anderson. You tell that preacher man to listen. I'm gonna make sure you got some tithes and your free will offering and your donation. But you gotta get your walk right. That's what you mean, Brother Anderson, about my walk. you got to keep the Torah instruction, first five books. See? So you have to bring it to the table with him, sitting down. Hey, is we going to do Bible, or are we just going to pretend to do what the world is doing? We're going to do some Bible. So the Bible means if you walk in the first five books, you receive the light. And Brother Titus, who is that light in St. John chapter 8, verse 12? So what would you receive that we can read once you get your light right? St. John chapter 8, verse 12. Brother Titus, what's going on there? Come on.
The book of John chapter 8, verse 12 reads, "Then spake Yahweh the Son again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He and she that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."
You see that? So when you walking in them first five books, you getting your walk right, because the Almighty gonna shine down on you. Say, okay, Brother Anderson, he's saying all the right things. He's a great note taker. And now he's cutting that preaching. Now you got to get your walk right, and that walk is walking in them first five books. Then you receive the Almighty to shine his light down on you. Let's go to St. John 12 there, Brother Titus. And we look at St. John 12, verse 35, 36, and 46. Let's see what we can read in St. John chapter 12, verse 35, 36, and 46. What does it say there, Brother Titus? Come on.
The book of John, chapter 12, verse 35, 36, and 46. John chapter 12, verse 35. Then our Father Son said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Let darkness come upon you. For he or she that walketh in darkness know not whether he or she goeth." Verse 36. "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." These things spake our Father's Son and departed, and did hid himself from them. Verse 40.
He told him what time it is, and he went on and hid himself. Yeah. So he said, "I believe in the light." That's what he said. Believe. See, you got to believe in his light. Hey, Brother Anderson, you got to believe in the light, and the light is the Almighty Son. So walk in the light. He said, "You're not going to have the light always." It's like this, this anointed camps come on every night in the week, but Tuesday, no class tomorrow on this network. But you got to understand something. We got to walk in that light. And that light, Torah instruction, first five books, then the Almighty will kick in. He'll kick in and he'll work with you. But he ain't going to work with you if you're in darkness. So you got to say one thing about it. You know, sooner or later, we got to come to grips with, wait a minute, I got to make some adjustments, because I want to get some of this light on myself so I can shine on my family. So, So we have to make a choice sooner or later. We'll find out a little bit more about it. But we're going to go on, say some hallelujah, Yahweh, and bring in one of the Moses out of Camp 1. And we'll find out one of the Moses out of Camp 1. We're going to find out a little bit more. And we'll bring him on stage. Box day hell been lit, and the curtain hell went up. Let's see if we find Mother E out of Camp 1, one of the Moses out of Camp 1, and see what's going on with her, because she's ready to come on stage and get in that microphone a little bit. So, Mother E, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bless you, see you, Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we've been talking about this, got to get our walk right. And that walk is the walk in them first five books, and that light is the Almighty Son. So,
right.
But in John chapter 3, he makes a profound statement of 17 out of verse 21. He says some things that we need to tie in. So let's see what he says in St. John chapter 3, verse 17 through 21. Hey, Brother Anderson, make sure you all live, and make sure you get them notes down real good, because I'm going to have an elder to check on you and see how your paper look, and make sure you got the papers out if you follow this, because one thing about it, we got to get you on your feet where you can take care of those of your loved ones, get them on their feet, because the time is St. John chapter 3, verse 17 out of verse 21. Listen good. Mother E, you on the clock, come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. St. John, chapter 3, verse 17. But Yahweh sent not his son unto the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh. Verse 19. And this is the commandment, the first five books of Moses, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifested, that they are wrote in Yahweh.
That's a whole lot of big time talking right there. Mm-hmm. But that verse 19, he says, and this is the condemnation. And so he said one thing about men, they love some dark. See, they love to tell you about some things that they can't read nowhere, and we've been going along with it for years and years and years, you see. So we're gonna have Brother Micaiah run through them same verses one more time. From 17 down to verse 21, and the same verse. Cause let me tell you something. Because you got men that they don't understand that their time is coming to a short. And that's why this ministry is so important, is to bring out some things that is right there before your eyes, then precept it to break it down for you, where you can help yourself to help others. But we found out one thing about men. They love them some Satan. That's darkness means some Satan. Mm-hmm. They love them some Satan. And they'll continue to push on you Satan all the way, then pass it on to their son. And then we get caught up in it. That's why I say you got to, one thing you got to remember, if you shine a light in a dark place, it takes over the darkness. And men love darkness, but once you shine that light on them, Brother Anderson, you're going to start seeing exactly who's who. When you just show them a verse and say, Mr. Preacher, what about this verse right here, Mr. Preacher? What about men's love of darkness? And if you ain't got the name right, you're condemned already. What that supposed to mean? See? So, you know, a lot of questions, you know. And that's why a lot of these saints, they got the president in the room, and the 12 apostles, they all in the room. They wait on us to get on the book of Romans, but right now we're going to get on a little Romans, but we're going to get on a little this too. So we always got to meet them where they at and only have ties to the truth of the Bible. That's the only ties you're supposed to have. Whatever the truth is, that's what ties you're supposed to have. Don't let it be a personal thing. Well, my parents been in congregation for all their life. I've been in there. No. Only have ties to what the Bible saying. That's the game, Brother Anderson. Have ties to what the Bible is saying. Now, okay, let's look at this verse. And let's get a second witness on this verse. Pick up at 3:17 on verse 21.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 17, reading down to verse 21. Verse 17 reads, For Yahweh, the Father, sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahuwah the Father. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither come to the light, lest his deed or her deed be reproved. Verse 21, but he or she that doeth truth come to the light, that his or her deed may be made manifest, that they are wrought in Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So you see, you got to come to this truth. That's the point. This good truth. Please, let's talk about this light. Who is the light that you got to come to that we can read? And let's go to Psalms chapter 27, verse 1 and 14. Let's find out something of it. So he's saying, listen, he's now, you talk to old brother Anderson Nichols. He's a great note taker, no doubt about it. But see, sooner or later, you ought to look at these verses there and say, wait a minute. I'm seeing some things in writing here. It ain't sitting right from what I be hearing on the wrong day on Sunday. It ain't sitting right. But now I got opportunity to help myself and my loved ones. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to study these favoritism, or is I'm just going to do the right thing and get my blessing so I can help my family. Let's even say it's over here about this light that we can read, that Mother Eve. Let's look at Psalms 27, verse 1 and 14. What it says in 27, verse 1 and 14.
The book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 1 and verse 14. Verse 1. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh, the Son, is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 14. Wait on the Yahweh. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy mind. Wait, I say, on Yahweh, the Son.
That big talk, brother. That's great. That's tall talking right there. So you're saying this light we got to wait on who in 27 verse 1 of Psalm? Who this light we got to wait on in 27 verse 1 again there, Mother E?
The Yahweh the Son is my light and my salvation.
That is a death scene, right? We got to be clear about it. Now, let's precept that, Mother. The St. John chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Let's precept that a little bit. Let's get a little bit more on this right here. And let's find out one thing about it. And matter of fact, yeah, let's pick it up. St. John in the four Gospels, chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Let's see what 9 through 11 say. St. John chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Let's read a little bit more of that, Mother. You up with some of these? Let's get a little bit more out of it. Come on.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. He, Yahweh the Son, was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11. He, Yahweh the Son, come into his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh the Father, even to them that believe on his name. Guess I read that right.
That's been taught. So you mean, so, see, we've been taught all our life he came from everybody. But according to John, the beloved, so he came unto his own.
Right.
That would say he came to his own, and his own received him. Behind that one then. So you see, we got a lot of teaching we got to do, because we've been told a lot of things like John 3:16, and, you know, everybody got the hammer down in this word. And then when you examine what they got, what they talks about in this book, and they easily get offended because we find out what they all said and what they've been teaching, it, when you shine the light on it, it don't add up. Verse 12 said what, Bubba?
Verse 12.
Yes.
But as many as received him, Yahweh's son, to them gave he power to become his son of Yahweh the Father, even to them that believe on his name.
Ain't that something? So he came to his own, but, you know, like I said again, sometimes he went nowhere else. He's but many of the ones he came to believe it. They gave him the power. So, you know, a lot of them ain't going to believe it. Hey, Brother Anderson. A whole lot ain't gonna believe. You gotta understand that. But that don't change the program or the message. But the one that don't believe, you know, hey, they next explain the one that don't believe. But now look what he says, Mother E, about the one that don't believe in Romans 3:3-4. Let's see what it, you know, a lot of them not gonna believe. And when you sit down and, you know, go over your notes with the elder, Brother Anderson, and, you know, a lot of them not going to believe. That's why you got to sit down with the elder and go over these things with them, because when you start bringing some of this back, it's not going to sit well in the family. So you got to make sure you got it the right way. This got to be dealt with, because I know you want to be on the right side of the truth, and you're hearing it right now. What you reading that, Mother E, Romans 3:3-4. Listen to this.
The book of Romans 3:3-4. But what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the covenant of Yahweh without effect? Verse 4. Yahweh forbid. Yea, let Yahweh be true, but every man or woman a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin, and might overcome when thou art judged.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of men ain't gonna believe it, but that don't mean you're gonna change. What it is what it is. A lot of men ain't gonna believe. A lot of them gonna continue to ignore what he got written, like what's coming up Sunday night, which is called the Feast of Purim, where you wear your white garments with some fringes on it, and then the next day you wear your blue garment with the fringes on it. The 2-day feast coming up on Sunday night. A lot of men ain't gonna believe it, because the only thing they wanna talk about is Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year. But it's not in the Bible written about Christmas, Giving, and New Year. There's nothing you can read about it in the Bible. That means called traditions and means. See, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Sunday keeping. You can't read that out of the Bible. This is some man untold you this. Or some woman untold you this. But when you're on the Bible, you can't read none. So sooner or later, we got to make adjustments to the written records. Or do we want to remain... we remain where, Mother E? And 16:21 of Proverbs, this is the wisest man in the world said, you don't examine what you read, you will remain in 16:21 of Proverbs, Mother E. Where you going to remain at that we can read that, Mother E?
Okay, Proverbs 6:21.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 21. The wise in mind shall be called.
Look at it real good. Look at it real good. Proverbs 16:21. Is that what I want? So we going to find out. Bertitus, let's see if we find out exactly who are these Thessalonians that he's talking to. These Thessalonians, let's find out who these people is he's talking to. Because he told, see, modern day teaching is one way, but we want to shine the light and see exactly who's Paul talking to that we can read in Romans 1, verse 7. Let's see, hey, Bertitus. Let's see if we find out who Paul talking to in 1, verse 7.
A
Romans.
Go on to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7. To all, Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahuwah, called to be saved, mercy to you and peace from Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Now let's come back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1. So Paul was sent to the saints. Where the saints is at, Paul was sent to the saints. And he said something to the saints. In 1 Thessalonians chapter, let's look at verse 4 and verse 1. Let's see what he says to whoever he's talking to. We're going to see who these people is he's talking to in 1 Thessalonians. Because we've been taught a lot of things, and we just got to clear it up. I mean, we got to shine the light where it's in dark places. 1 verse 4 says what?
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of Yahuwah.
So he's talking to the brothers of Thessalonians. That's what he's talking to. Paul's talking to the brothers over there in Thessalonians. And let's go to verse 1.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul in Thessalonians. Sylvanus and Timothy, and to the congregation of Israel of Thessalonians, which is
wait a minute, young lion, you left a word out there. You left a word there. I need that word in case something. Hold on, don't miss no words. You know? Go back and put that word in there, so we can take care of that word. Come on.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, it's Sylvanus, it's a must, it's to the church, salute the word for the congregation of Israel, of the Thessalonians, which is in Yahuwah the Father, and in Yahuwah the Son. Mercy be unto you, and peace from Yahuwah the Father, and Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. So Paul is over here in Thessalonica to the church. He over there with the church over here in Thessalonica that's over there with the one that's in Yahuwah the Son and Yahuwah the Father. So now Moses D of Israel, let's find out who this church is. So we can't act like we don't see the word because Brother Anderson, his eyes look so big behind him. See, this is to the church. Yeah, the church at Thessalonica. Let's find out about this church. Who is this church at Thessalonica? Mother D of Israel that we can read. And let's find out in at 2:1. Let's go to the same book and pick up at 2, verse 1 down to verse 4. Let's run this down. See, this is how you run things down, Brother Anderson. We're going to run things down and find out who is this church, Thessalonica, that we can read. The word church. Let's find out what you're talking about in 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Mother. Most D of Israel, let's talk about it in 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on. Chapter 2, 1,
first,
2, 3, 4.
First Thessalonians. Okay.
Yep, same first, book. Just pick up verse 2, first, 1, 2, 3, 4.
First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entering in unto you. That it was not in vain, verse 2, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreat. Is there entreat? I think so. As you know, as Philippi, we were bold in our Yahweh to speak unto you the covenant of Yahweh with much contention. Verse 3, for our exhortation was not to deceive, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. Verse 4, but as we were allowed of Yahweh to be put in trust with the covenant, even so we spake, not as pleasing men, but Yahweh, which tried our mind.
Hey, that big dog is there. You know, see? Yeah, that big dog Paul said, look here. He said, I know we're way over here, and we ain't going to back down from on the table. We're going to tell you what time it is, and we were bold. And that same thing, we telling Latter-day Saints, you know, this ain't just another ministry you listen to. We're going to bring it, you know. You know, we're going to bring it. That's what he's saying. But he's talking to the Thessalonians that's over there in Europe somewhere. So it's always been an Israelite temple somewhere else, but they was up on other names because of their own wickedness, and they got scattered. But Paul was sent to them, to the saints of his church, and the church is the glued word for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. That was the word church. So good. So now let's get down and get a little bit more out of that, and we're going to find out some more about what the word church means shortly, Brother Anderson. So, boy, what you got? We'll get the definition of the word church according to the Bible in just a minute. Let's get down to verse 12 and read a little bit more, and let's talk about, because he's talking to these Thessalonians, Thessalonians that's over there in Europe. He's talking to them. Nobody's saying to them on what they got to do. In verse 12, he's going to talk to them eyeball to eyeball. See, Paul was a short man, but he had a big voice. And he said something to them when he got eyeball to eyeball with him in verse 12. What did he tell them to do there, Modi of Israel?
Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12.
Chapter 2, verse 12. Now he finally got his hand on them now. He got all the leaders all in one place. Now he's going to tell them something in verse 12. Well, what he said to him in 2 verse 12?
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, that you would walk worthy of Yahweh, who has called you unto his kingdom and mercy, honor.
And that's mine. And he told him, he said, look here, y'all got to walk worthy. He said, I'm over here to get y'all walk right. You know, we said, I'm here for y'all to get your walk right. Now, WCC, they said earlier that Princess out of Campo, microphone had a little trouble with it. I don't see the microphone working again. Have you fixed the microphone up? Campo, Princess Leo Israel, Yahweh bless you, right?
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, C. Royal, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah. Oh, see, right. Okay, good. Can I get a verse out you? Let me see if I get a verse. He said, I want you to walk worthy. Let's come back to that 1 John chapter 2 on the right side of the book, verse 6. What did John tell them to walk worthy? Walk worthy. How do you walk worthy? What is he trying to say out of Camp Folk Presses? Let's see what he says on the right side of the book, chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John 2, 6. How do you walk worthy?
1 John 2, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
Yeah, what
do we read? 1 John 2, verse 6.
He that saith, he abideth in him, himself also, so to walk, even as he walked.
Mm-hmm. So, how did he walk? How did he walk? Now come back. I need to find out how did he walk. I need to read how he walked. Let me see. Hold on. I don't need no statement made without a scripture on the table. I want to find out how did he walk that we can read. How did he walk, Camp 4? I'm looking for how did he walk. You say you want to walk like he walked. But I need a verse to know how did he walk.
First John 2:3.
Well, you're gonna be all over the place with that walk. No, I want to walk. I need a walk. So I need a walk. So one of them young lions, give me that walk again. I need to give me a walk. I mean, I thought we got it out of 2:6. Go back to 2:6 again. I just got my walk right out the gate. First John 2:6. Come on back and give me a camp and get my walk right.
Yeah, First John 2:6.
Yeah. But come on back to 2:6. I need to get my walk right.
First John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him, on himself also, so to walk, even as he walked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now I got to find out. Now I got to go to 2 John. I got to get my walk together. So now I need my walk to line up with the talk. So now 2 John and 2 John. Help me out, Camp Four, the right scripture about getting that walk together. Y'all help me out. Get those seed out on getting this walk, bro. Camp Four can read this good old walk. What verse you want to take it to? Second John, chapter one.
That's it.
2 John 1:6.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 John 1:6. Okay. Come on, Campoga. Help me out. Give me that 2 John 1:6. I need to tighten that walk up, and so bring that walk out for me that we all can reach together in 2 John 1:6. Let's get that walk together out there in Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Come on.
2 John 1:6. And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions. This is the Torah instructions, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
So that's where they walk. Thank you, young lion. That's what we want. See, that's what we're talking about. Make sure we understand that walk. That walk is, see, you got to get your walk right. Your walk is in that Torah instruction. That's how that walk got to be. Your walk got to be, that's how your walk is. Well, I'm walking pretty good. Well, if that's the case, then that means you're keeping Torah instruction. See, that's how you got your walk together. Now, come on back, Mother D up Israel. Back to that testimony. We read that one verse. Let's read the next one now. Let's get a little bit more out of that, too. We read 12. Let's get a little bit more out of that, Mark. Yeah, Israel.
I read chapter 2:1-4 and verse 12.
Yeah, okay. Now, particular verse 13, read down a little bit more. Let's get a little bit more out of it.
You said pick it up where?
Verse 13. You read 12 already, so pick up verse 13.
Yeah. Yeah, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 reads, "For this cause also thank we Yahweh without ceasing, because when you received the word of Yahweh, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of Yahweh, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Verse 14.
Here we go now. I'm talking to know. Hold on. Let me just page up now. I got to happen tonight. So he's talking to talk now. He said, now you receive the word from us now. Now you got to believe what you'll receive from us. Now he just dropped a bombshell in verse 14. Let's see what he says in verse 14 now.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. "For you, brethren, became followers of all the congregation of Israel, polluted church of Yahweh, which in Yahdah Judah are in Yahweh the Son, for you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of Yahdah Judah."
But he's talking to the northern kingdom. He's telling you the northern kingdom. Now listen, wait a minute, northern kingdom. He said, "For you brothers of the northern kingdom became followers of the southern." You gotta come for the southern kingdom. So now we want you to be with the all, but you ain't with the all. You on the outside of the all now. You try to get you back in with the all. So he said, he told you that the Thessalonians is in the northern part that's out there in Thessalonians. But you know, you gotta get your mind right and come on back to the southern kingdom and get your mind right, because they ought to believe the tribe. So that's what he's trying to tell them. You gotta get your mind right now. That's what he's telling them. Look here. So I'm Benjamite. He said, Levites, Benjamites, and Yahdah Judah, but Judah leads. He said, now we try to get you. Remember, y'all broke away in 1 Kings chapter 11, 12. Now it's time to bring y'all back up in here. That's what he's saying. So he try to get you to be part of it all. You ain't all yet until you get your walk right. Is that what he's saying in that verse number 14?
Hallelujah.
Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying now? So that's what we got to bring this up. See, Northern Kingdom, they had them walked away. So now Paul is trying to put the pole with the hook, line, and sinker and pull them back to where you came from. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing right now. So now in verse 14, now you can come on back and redeem yourself big time, Mother B of Israel. Now it's up to you to redeem yourself big time. But remember, you got all eyes on you. So you might as well come on back and knock out the fog now in verse number 14.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. "For you, brethren, of the northern tribe, became followers of the congregation of Israel,
let one of these young lions knock this verse out. We come back in. Come on, Brother Titus, knock this verse out, Brother Titus.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 reads, "For ye, brethren, the northern kingdom, to northern tribes, become followers of the church through the word, the congregation of Yahweh, which is in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, are in Yahweh the Son, for you also have suffered like things of your own country, man, even as they have of Yada Judah, blew the word Jude.
Mm-hmm.
The southern king. You say southern.
Yeah, I know what we got enough. We got enough on paper. So what we saying, you see, when we jump down in these book of the Thessalonians, now we clear that he's talking to northern kingdom that have walked away from the covenant and letting them know you got to come back. You got to come back to southern kingdom. And now since you said that, let's find out what places are you at. It's time for you to come back to going to Brother Titus. Let's find out exactly where you at. Now it's time for you to come back. And Brother Micaiah, you have me at 13 chapter, verse 42 of Acts. We're going to take a look at some things real quick. Because we clear that northern kingdom have got away from the covenant. Mm-hmm. And today, the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, 99% of them is Roman Catholics and Christians everywhere today. Be clear about this. Mm-hmm. But now we could find out a little something along the way or find out a little something. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Let's find out exactly where some of these people's at. This is where they're at in Acts chapter 2, verse number 5. Let's find out what's going on in 2, verse 5 there. Brother Titus, let's find out what's going on where you can read in 2, verse 5.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 5, reads, "And there were dwellers at the southern kingdom, Yadav Judah, blew the word Jews, devout man out of every nation under heaven."
Hold that part right there. So he says there was Jews about, but they was in every nation. They was everywhere. So these Jews blew the southern kingdom, Yadav Judah. They were scattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew that it's time for them to they knew it was something was written in Torah instruction, and Brother Micaiah over there in Deuteronomy chapter 16:16-17.
Hello.
They had that book.
Yes, hi. I'll be there in about 3 minutes.
I'm on my broadcast, so that's
let's see go to Deuteronomy chapter 16:16-17. Let's see what's going on that we can work our way out in Deuteronomy 16:16-17 there, Brother Micaiah. What's going on? What are they pointing at?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 reads, "Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, in a place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahuwah empty." Verse 17, "Every man should give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which he hath given you."
So they knew that they had to get back to the center capital of the world to keep, and Mother E, he makes a final statement that we can read, Mother E, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. So they knew something at Mother E. They knew something that they had to do. Make it the fifth chapter. They knew they had to do 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8. What they knew when it come down to these feast days, they knew they had to do something in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. What did it say there, Mother E?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. "Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and weakness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Mm-hmm. So they knew there was a feast coming up, and the light had been shining on them to keep them feast day. So they knew they had to start making a move toward some feast days. And what it says in 18:21 there, Mother E, what it says in Acts chapter 18, verse 21.
Acts chapter
18, verse 21. What is this, 18:21?
Okay. Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 21. But bid them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh to Jotham Judah, the southern king. But I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he sailed from Ephesus.
Mm-hmm. So they knew that they had to keep these feasts, but let's see where it was at. Let's switch that up. We're going to switch that up and go in the book of Esther there after Brother Titus. Let's find out where all these Israelites was at. We're going back to Acts and find out where was they at. When all this was going on, they were scattered. But they knew it was they finally got the light shined on them. Say, I got to keep these feast days regardless of where I'm at. Let's see where these Israelites was at that we can read in Acts chapter 2 there, by Titus. Let's see where they was at. Verse number 6 down to 11.
All right, the book of Acts chapter 2. Verse 6 down to 11. Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. Mm-hmm. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse 8, and how here we every man in our own tongue, language, wherein we were born. Verse 9, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Yada, Judah, and in Cappadocia and in Pontus and in Asia. Verse 10, Pygidia and Papalia and Egypt, who were from Israel, and the parts of Libya, about Crete, and strangers of Rome, Jews, who were for Yada, Judah, and Israelites.
You see, what they call Cyprus. This is over here around Greece. So they was already in all parts of Europe and everywhere. But they knew that they came out of all them places. But they said, we hear them speaking in our tongue. But Peter and them was only speaking one language, the Semitic language called Hebrew. But what really happened on that day, that why they was able to hear all that good stuff. Back up to read verse 3 and 4. Let me show you what happened. See, Peter was speaking one language, the Semitic, but they said, but we hear them speaking in our tongue. Now, Peter was only speaking one language. How was they was able to understand what Peter was saying? By them being in all parts of born, like we right now, we born in America, and most of the majority of us speak English. So if we hear anything out of Semitic or Hebrew, we don't understand a word they're saying, unless something special happened on that day. See what happened special on that day in verse 3 and 4. What happened in verse Titus? What happened in verse 3 and 4?
Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4 reads, And there appeared unto them clothed in tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4, And they were all filled with the righteous spirit, and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance.
Oh, just like you go to the UN today, you got a lot of them that, you know, they go and get all these nations come together in the UN. They speak, they had little earphones on, they speak their language. They got some computers like that now. You can speak your language that we got right now, English, but it come out in whatever tongue you're in right now. They got it going on some of your computers now. You speak one language, but when it goes out in your language. The fiery tongue was on the moderators. As they were speaking their regular language, they said, but we hear them speaking our language where we were born at. They were born in all type of places. Them fiery tongues translated into their ear what Peter was saying in the Semitic tongue. And the same thing, you go right now, you look on one of them Span TVs and one of them guys that can't speak no English, he's speaking. But when he speaks his regular tongue, they had their little earphones on it. Oh, they have an interpreter next to him. But they got, now you got, you put your earphones on, and when he talk in his tongue in, you can hear it in your tongue with no problem. Or you have an interpreter standing right next to you, like Joseph did when he's speaking to his brothers. He spoke with through the interpreter, you know, but he understood everything he was saying. That same thing going on. So it wasn't no big thing that didn't happen. He spoke one language, but them was Israelites that were scattered. And they came back for the feast days. And that's the king, and that's the game changer right now. Case in point, Brother Makatis, go to Esther. We're going to book of Esther and show you right now the same thing o'clock right now in the book of Esther. Turn to the book of Esther, Brother Micaiah, and we're going to look at something that's going on, that's going to be going on Sunday night in the Sixth Anointed Council of Voices of the True Israelites. I mean, the news ain't going to pick it up, but the Bible picks it up. But this was what was said there, Brother Micaiah. It may be found saved in Esther chapter 3, verse number 8 and 13. What it says in Esther chapter 3, verse 8 and 13. What was said there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 13. Verse 8 reads, and Haman said, Haman, which is Esau and his five sons, said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom.
Let's find out who these people that were, they come out there scattered in all these parts. Let's find out there's a certain people that scattered. A princess out of Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Let's go to James 1:1 and see what's the name of these people that were scattered out to all these parts. A princess out there in Detroit, Michigan. Let's go to James 1:1 and see who is these people that were scattered. James 1:1. Princess, bring it. James 1:1. WCC saying the chart taking too long. We're going to mute up. Moses of Israel. Let's run to James 1:1. 1:1. And let's find out who was scattered there, Moses of Israel. Let's find what he's talking about. He says a people that's been scattered. Can you tell me about it? Can you get a name on it? James 1:1, who was scattered? James 1:1, come on.
James chapter 1, verse 1. Mm-hmm. James, a servant of Yahuwah, the Father, and of Yahuwah, the Son, to the 12 mm-hmm. tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. Mm-hmm.
So now we know who he writes to. He writes to the 12 tribes that scattered. That's who he writes to. He writes, so you see, Israel dealt. So he said, now Haman, the sinners of Esau, sinners of Esau and his five sons, they want in over in Dr. Brother Micaiah. So now we might as well put it in there, who scattered in verse number 3, verse 8, because we got a scripture to back up. In case they say, but we read, it is talking about that. Let's go to 3, verse 8 again and put that in there, Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 13. Verse 8 reads, and Haman, Esau, his five sons, said to the king, Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered, the 12 tribes of Israel, abroad, and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. And their Torah instructions are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's law. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophets to suffer them.
But in this case right here, that the one that's scattered is that southern kingdom, called northern kingdom, they already been gone already. So, but now, let's see what he's telling them in verse number 13, because the Bible always got double meaning in 6 to 11. It might mean something in one place, but no place, it might mean something that's all about the timeline. So this timeline is talking about these old southern kingdoms. They don't want that's over here. Oh, he ended up called northern kingdom already over in America. And a whole lot of his life already. Get down to verse 13, what it say?
Verse 13. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Yasha, polluted word Jew, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them from, take the spoil of them for a
Verse 14.
The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people that they should be ready against that day.
He said on the 13th day of the 12th month, he said it got to be some great killing of everything that Yah God, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, because Judah, Benjamin, and Levi deals all up on that same banner. He said now on 120 provinces on the 13th day, everybody got the letter. We're going to kill them on that day. I don't care if they're young, old, in between. They all got to die on that day. See that? See, right? So you see why it's need to rehearse this right here? Now let's run over to the and Mordecai. He wrote a letter after the day that thing was overthrown. You can get down to the point that it was overthrown. And it's found with what the letter was saying about it being overthrown. We're going to look at what's going on that we can read with Mordecai did in the 9th chapter of Micaiah. It's in the 9th chapter and pick up verse 20. Now, after all, everything was said, everything was going pretty good. Matter of fact, read verse 19. Pick up verse 9, verse 19, and we'll take it down to verse 21. What says in 9:19 and verse 21? Book of Micaiah.
Book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 19. Verse 19 reads.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point. Pick up verse 18. You might well make it sound good. Pick up verse 18. 18 out of verse 21. 9:18 and 21.
Hallelujah, war. The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 18 to 21. Verse 18 reads, but Yada polluted words Judah that were at Shushan, assembled together on the 13th day thereof. There were And on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Verse 19, therefore, Yada polluted word Judah of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled town, made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. Verse 20, and Mordecai the Benjamite wrote these things and sent letters unto all Yada, polluted word Judah, that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both near and far. Verse 21, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly.
Mm-hmm. So they assembled on the 13th. That means they start getting their act together, you know, getting their act together on the 13th day. But they know when the sun going on, it's the 14th day. So they was getting their act together on the 13th day, get a patch, you know, make sure no white garments all ready on the 13th day. But they knew when the sun go down, it's going to be the 14th. Now, Brother Titus, pick up verse 27. Pick up verse 26 and what happened next. Brother Titus, pick up verse 26. Come on. Verse 26.
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 26. Read. Wherefore, they call these days Pur, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they have seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them. Verse 27. Verse 27. Yes. Jude blew the word of Judah, ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so that it is, should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their rights and according to their appointed time every year.
Hold that point, hold that point, Brother Titus. What 2 days are you talking about in verse 21? What 2 days are we talking about in verse 21?
Back to verse 21. Verse 21, Esther chapter 9, verse 21. To establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same year.
So when the sun go down, when the sun on the 13th day, when the sun go down, that means 2 days kick in on the 14th and the 15th. So but how many days is that again according to verse 27?
Verse 27 reads, and Yada Judah blew the word for Judah, or Dan, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so that it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their rights and according to their appointed time every year.
Mm-hmm. 2 days. So this speech is 2 days. It's 2 days. Yes. White garments on the first day of the 14th. And the 15th is you're back to your royal blue garments in all six locations. 2 days. And what happened next there, Brother Titus? What happened next in verse 28?
Verse 28 reads, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of purity should not fail from among the Jews. Blew the word Yada. Blew the word for Yada, Judah, son of the king, nor for the memorial of their perish from their seed.
Go ahead.
Verse 29. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, Mordecai, the Jew, blew the word Judah, son of the kingdom, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. Verse 30. He sent the letters unto all Yada Judah, southern kingdom, including the word Jew, to the 127th providence of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth. Verse 31. To confirm these days of Purim, and their times appointed, according as Mordecai, Yada Judah, southern kingdom, including the word the Jew, and Esther the queen, have enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fasting and their crop. Verse 32, and the decree of Esther confirmed these matters for Purim, as it is written in the book.
Mm-hmm. And look at 10 verse 3 behind that, look at that 10 verse 3.
Book of Esther, chapter 10, verse 3. For Mordecai, the Jew, believed the word for Yada Judah, son of the kingdom, was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, believed the word for the son of the kingdom, Yada Judah, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace.
See, when we do Yahweh's business the way he got it written, you got to look for great things to happen first. So that's why we said in 9 verse 21, we got to be clear about 9:21. What did it say again in verse 9:21 there, Brother Titus?
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 21, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month a dark, and on the 15th day of the same year.
Verse 28.
Verse 28 reads, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every poverty, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among Yada Judah, southern kingdom, through the word Jew, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed.
Yeah. So that's how important this day is. This is going to be talked about. You know, the other nation ain't going to tell you about this good stuff. This is when you got your lick in and everything, and you turned the mind of the kings the right way and then they blessed everybody that was in all his realm. See, Yahweh can turn to you if you turn to him. That's all he's saying. Wow. If you turn to him, you turn to you. You got a great big feast coming up Sunday night. He said, look here. Not for Mordecai, the Benjamite, and the sister Esther, the Benjamite. A lot of us would not be here today. But a lot of us already over here. But it was so many of us. But just a simple example, a lot of your folk, fathers and mothers, would not even be here to sin if they would have stepped up. And they wrote letters everywhere. Hey, so y'all, it's on this day. So we don't supposed to be here, but we're here to tell this message. We're here to tell this message. See what's going on in the Bible, and the Almighty is going to intervene in our life. If he look at you and see you doing what the Bible tell you to do, we're going to hold it right there. We're going to see if we bringing our mother in and let her address the nation. See if we find Mother Z. Because Moses said, you know, see, I feel like I want to address the nation a little bit tonight. Oh, you want to address the nation, Moses? Let's see what Moses is. See if we find Moses to address this national audience. He said, I want to tell them something, man. Let's see if we find Mother Z out of Camp 1. She said, you know, see, I feel like addressing the nation. I got something to say. What you got to say there, Mother? Mosey, what you got to tell us on national audience and the latter day saints? They on the network, and they president on the network, and they 12 disciples. Everybody on the network, they want to hear what you got to say, Mother. Mosey, what you got to tell them? You on the clock, come out.
I would just like to say hallelujah. seal Israel, or are you see, hallelujah, Yahweh. And I'm just going to read some Esther's, in the book of Esther, chapter 10, in the Apocrypha, the book of Esther, I'm going to start reading at verse 10. I'm going to read this audience tonight. Therefore has he made two lots, one for the people of Yahweh and another for all the Gentiles. Verse 11. And these two lots came at the hour and time and day of judgment before Yahweh among all nations. Verse 12. So Yahweh remembered his people and justified his inheritance. Verse 13. Therefore, these days shall be unto them in the mouth in the month. I'm sorry. The 14th day and the 15th day of the same month, which with an assembly and joy and with gladness before Yahweh, according to the generation forever among his people. And it's just confirming, chapter 10 is just confirming what you've been teaching about the feast days and the being on the 13th, I mean the 14th and the 15th. And this is what I would like to read with the national audience tonight. You can read about these things in more than one place in the Bible, in the Apocrypha, in different books. And I just want to say, you know, when you read something more than one time, no doubt that it's true. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's right. Excellent, Mother Z. That was excellent. See, we come humble to, listen, our job is to bring the children of the book, the 12 tribes, back out of this darkness into the light. Because you come out from under this darkness, which is Satan the devil, and get into this light, then Almighty going to intervene. But he going to intervene until you get back to what to remember. Don't look for the world to come across that one-eyed Satan and tell you what you're supposed to be doing. No, they ain't supposed to tell you what you're supposed to be doing. Because as long as you keep on walking contrary to them, it's like a parasite. A parasite stays on a soil until you cover that soil up. And that parasite says, I can't penetrate that no more. And when you ban that soil up, the parasite gone about its business. See, the world to you is a parasite. As long as you got an open soil, that parasite being just twisting around and pulling on you and keep you all in pain. But if you address it, then cover it up. I got to go now. That's what we're trying to take these things right here. We got to keep these feast days. We got to keep these things that he'll put on tape. We got to put these prisons back on. We got to show Yahweh that we mean business with him, and he going to mean business with you. That's what Mother brought out. So there it is right there in Apocrypha chapter 10, verse 10. She read and show you sound on the 14th day. But it's kind of when the sun set on the 13th. So on the 13th day, it starts getting dark. That's the beginning of the 14th day. That's the first day of these feasts called Purim. White garments, bring his own, eat them up, drink them up, and all that good stuff. It's because our forefathers and mothers was to be destroyed on the 13th day. But the Almighty gave you 2 days to celebrate. It didn't happen. And just like they got right now, you all nervous about what they're doing over there, or Seaman doing over there in Russia. You worry about things. What you need to worry about is getting close to this man with all his power. Because he tell you in Psalms 91, he's going to put that great big black hand out and arm and wrap you up real tight. And you'll be the seed of the reward of the wicked. But you got to believe it. Put that one out there now. So now let's go bring our elder and he'll give his closing statement on tape number 74. Remember, no class tomorrow, Tuesday. He's back on Wednesday. But he's going to give his closing thoughts on tape number 34. I'm going to bring our elder back in, Mr. Tibbs, and he's going to address this national audience along with Latter-day Saints. And they said, well, we still here, but we waiting to hear something about Romans, the book of Romans. Yeah, you might get Romans a little bit late. I don't know. Well, you might get Romans Wednesday. Just keep coming in and you come in peaceful, right? Keep coming. We'll talk about Romans in a little bit. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement on tape 74. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. We're going to have to definitely start calling this the Temple of Learning, because this is where a teacher can't learn from his students. But what the teacher does is constantly teach, letting all those know out there where the word comes from. Because there's a lot of confusion out there, and we need that analyzed. So a lot of people that came to hear this word can really understand what it means and how the Bible describes using the Bible to interpret the Bible. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, bad teaching, and confusion. Welcome in and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. Coming to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about connecting the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you all have not. This is information that you all came to seek and found that you have to look no further. You found the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right in that search line, enter tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. After you click enter, just under this big lion, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after choosing that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone on this note, a man with wisdom asked me once, do you know what tithes and offering and alms means, Mr. Tibbs? When I replied yes, I said, I can explain. But let me give you a particular verse. Well, rather than to read them all, we'll just read one, because we had quite a bit of a decent conversation. One of the verses we talked about was Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through verse number 4. Verse 1 says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2, Therefore, when I drew of arms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, churches, or in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou, three, but when thou drewest arms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Four, that arms may be in secret, and thy Father which is in seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And that's basically what we want, is that open reward from Yahuwah. So we have to keep in mind that, you know, by knowing the scriptures, it keeps us headed in the right directions. So I'd like to mention another thing. We have a few numbers also that you can reach this ministry for a better understanding. And one is our live conference room. Our live conference room is 319-527-6065. And we have another number that you can contact us with. That is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number. This is where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any 12 programs are your choice. One of the notes we'd like to mention, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually very pretty busy, well, I should say very busy, with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us heard, and now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints, my. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on any search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk, where the sound is crystal clear. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed on the broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching, for your convenience, will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when you're giving scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we are on a live broadcast. Don't try to win that bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. So we have to turn our program back over to our seer Israel. Sometimes we get carried away with all this good talk. Pass our program back to our seer Israel. Continue learning. Hallelujah.
All right, that ethnic, again, Elder, we catch on that big station over there, Blog Talk, Pal Talk, you know, Charlotte. And one thing about any questions that come into town, thing we say, you can go right over there in the other room, and the Elder be right there to answer any questions you got. So we're going to see him go out there around Detroit, Michigan, and get a closing statement after you read a verse on take number 74. Let's see if we find Princess Leora Israel coming out of Camp 4. And let's see, can we get a verse, then get a closing statement. Let's see what it says in Issachar's book of Job, the son Issachar's boy Job, in the 10th chapter, verse 21 and 22. Princess out there in Camp 4, Detroit, what it says in Oh, Issachar's born. What do you got to say in the 10th chapter of Job 21 and 22? What do you got to say we can read on the clock? Come on.
Job chapter 10, verse 20 and 21.
No, 21 verse and 22. 20. 21. 21 and 22. Make it 21 and 22.
Job 10, 21 to 22. Before I go whence, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. Verse 22, a land of darkness, as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
Hate that stuff. He said, the place you're at right now, you're in a place that got no order and there's darkness everywhere. You know why there's darkness everywhere? Everybody that you stand before teach you about Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Sunday, the Lord God and Jesus. He said, that's darkness everywhere. He said, that's where you in. You're in a land. This is prophecy on what you're doing today. That's a big topic that we probably take care of in tonight. But that's what you're in right now. You're in some darkness right now. Because if you don't know about this great big old feast coming up on the 14th or 15th, you're in darkness. Huh? But you know about Easter and Thanksgiving and New Year. That's what kind of darkness is here in Charlotte. Campo, Detroit, Michigan, what your closing statement is behind that on page 74? You're on the clock.
I'll read Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all ye lands. Verse 2. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that Yahweh, he is Yahweh. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5, for Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Alleluia, Yahweh. Alleluia, Yahweh. Alleluia, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Princess Leo Israel. That was excellent, man. Princess, I was using that microphone pretty good, too. See, you know, when you're having all like that, you know, see it can happen on that good talk right there. That was good talk. Mother Eve. Now, Mother Eve, we need to precept that in Revelation 16, verse 10. Let's precept that. In this land where we in now is dark, because they tell you everything contrary. You got apologetics all over the place. They lying to you like a rug everywhere. And we study just looking them up. But what it says in Revelation 16, verse 10, and a closing statement that Mother E, Revelation 16, verse 10, and a powerful closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Revelation, chapter 16. Verse 10. And Revelation chapter 16, verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 16:10.
Okay, Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. And the fifth minister spirit poured out his vial upon the feet of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they grinded their tongue, and they grinded their tongue for pain.
Mm-hmm. He said that fifth angel pulled out his bow on a dark place. You know that dark place you're talking about? The place you got right now, he said he gonna do some damage to it. Mother, we'll leave it like that. what your closing statement is behind that you pluck them up.
Okay, I'm going to read 5 verses out of Psalm 136. It says, give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, give thanks to the Yahweh, of Yahweh, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 4, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5, to him that by wisdom made the heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. And I just like to say to the ordering, give thanks to Yahweh, for his mercy endureth forever. And hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Mother, he say, don't give up and hold on. Hey, see, Ray, I mean, what can we do? We pray for you, but you got to bend. We tell you that to get in order with the Almighty, you got to look in his book and see whatever you're doing, do you line with his book? If you don't line with his book, you're going to lose. We keep telling you, you're going to lose. Sooner or later, the time will run out. So see, and just examine yourself. Look at the book and see, do you examine with the book? If you line with the book, right on. Keep it moving. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we tie in about who is leading the league in this great darkness. By going to Psalms 23, verse 1, 4 through 6, then we'll lick him up real good in Matthew chapter 4, 12 through 17, the closing statement there, by Titus. What it says that we can read over here in the book of Psalms 23, verse 1, 4 through 6, then swing down to Matthew chapter 4, 12 through 17. But Titus, one of the teachers, one of the young lions out of Camp 1, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 1, skip down verse 4 to 6. The book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, Yahweh is my shepherd, I should not want. Skip down verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5 reads, you prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with olive oil. My cup runneth over. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the temple of Yahweh forever.
Excellent. Matthew chapter 4, 12 through 17, and closing statement now. Young Lion, Brother Titus, come on.
Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now when Yahweh the Son had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt at Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14, be fulfilled which is spoken by the seer Isaiah, the seer saying, verse 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region, in the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Verse 17, and from that time, Yahweh the Son began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So you see what he's saying? Telling you to repent? Hey, just listen. You see you're in error, what you're doing, the Bible don't support northern kingdom and southern kingdom too. You're Gentile.
That's right.
Listen, repent. See what you're doing. make sure the Bible support what you're doing, and you'll have a happy land. All right now, young line brother. Brother Titus, excellent on your part again. How about a closing statement? You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to the Book of Jubilees, chapter 23. Verse 26 reads, in those days the children should begin to study the first five books of Torah instruction, and to seek the Torah instruction, and to return to the path of righteousness. Verse 27. And the days should begin to grow, meaning and increase among those children of man, till their days draw near to 1,000 years, and to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. Verse 28. And there should be no old man, nor one who is set aside with his days, for all should be as children and youth. 29. And all their days they should complete and live in peace and in joy. And there should no Satan nor any evil destroy him. For all their days should be as days of blessing and healing. Verse 30. And at that time Yahweh will heal his servants. And they shall rise up and see great peace and drive out their adversaries. And the righteousness shall see and be thankful. And rejoice with joy forever and ever. And shall see all their judgment and all their curses on their enemies. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's excellent, Brother Titus. That's excellent. He like when I hear some good stuff. Now, that's good hard. He's there right there. And a lot of days, we'll take care of that Wednesday. We'll get on that Book of Romans maybe Wednesday, Thursday, okay? All right. I'll send you all a message from a lot of them busy. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's take a look at something in Mother D.F. Israel in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, and skip down 11 through 17 in the closing section. Let's see what it says here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, 11 down to verse 17, the closing statement. It's pretty good old interest. I mean, we know we got a lot of special big dignitaries in the room, but one thing about it, we got to call the way the man gives it to us. We'll take care of you Wednesday tonight about the Book of Romans. But right now, you got enough of a Book of Ephesians right now. And here it is. Ephesians 5, verse 8, skip down 11 through 17 to close the statement. Come on.
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter five, verse eight. For you were sometime darkness, but now are you light in Yahweh. Walk as children of the light, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. 14. Wherefore he said, awake, you that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahweh the Son shall give you light. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Verse 17, wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is.
That big talk there, Mother. My thank you, my priest up there to Romans chapter 6, verse 21 and 23 in the closing statement. Priest up there to Romans chapter 6, verse 21 and 23. That big talk. See, then you know, we got to talk about this darkness, you know. The 17 nations got you in darkness. And your only way out is get under the banner of the forces of the true Israelite, because we're going to lead you out of this darkness. But I'm trying to tell you something. If you continue into this darkness, which is sin, it's a price you're going to pay. Romans chapter 6, 21 and 23. What does it say, our mother, dear of Israel, the closing statement come out?
Romans chapter 6, verse 21 and 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Romans chapter 6, verse 21. What fruit has you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
So he said, look here, if you understand this thing, it's no wind on what you're in. It's no wind. The devil is all around you until you come on back and get this man right. You know it got written in 7 verse 6 of St. John, your time is always. So you should not take this thing for granted and get in where you fit in at. Mother D of Israel, close the statement to Wednesday night. You on the clock, come on.
Yes, I want to read on Isaiah chapter 20. I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to start at verse 13. Isaiah 29, 13. Wherefore, Yahuwah said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their minds far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. Okay, I want to read 14. Wherefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Okay, I want to read 18, verse 18. And in that day shall the deaf hear and the word of this book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Verse 19. The meek also shall increase their joy in Yahuwah, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the righteous one of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's the most dear of Israel. He said, but that was a powerful statement. You said the deaf got to hear that book. So he's saying the deaf, listen, you ain't got to hear that one I'm saying. The deaf, you got to hear the book, deaf. Matter of fact, down to the young line, Golden Makati, yeah, the deaf got to hear that book. We might have precept that, no doubt about it. What's the name of this deaf got to hear this book? Let's run to the 42nd chapter of the book of Isaiah. What deaf got to hear the book? Let's see if we can read. Because Mother D.F. Israel dropped a bombshell about the deaf got to hear the book. What's the name of these deaf that we can read in Isaiah 42, particularly verse 17 down to 25? Let's find what he's talking about. Let's see about this deaf got to hear this book. What's their name that we can read? Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's go to Isaiah 42:17 down to verse 25. Brother Micaiah. What's going on, WCC? I can't hear no Brother Micaiah. I can't hear no Brother Micaiah there. we gonna mute Brother Micaiah. How about that, sir? Since you didn't talk on Romans, we gonna mute Brother Micaiah. Ain't that something? Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Pull that verse out. Pull that verse out because the WCC said Don Lackland dead tonight. Let's go to Isaiah 42, pick up verse 17 to 25. What does it say in 17 on verse 25?
The book of Isaiah, this here, chapter 42, verse 17 to 25. That should be turned back. They should be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the mother images, you are all Yahuwah. Verse 18, hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. 19, who is blind but my servant or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yahuwah's servant. Verse 20. Seeing many things, but you observe it not. Open the ear, but he hear it not. Verse 21. Yahuwah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction, first five books, and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them there in the hold. And they are hid in prison houses. Therefore pray, and none deliver, for it's spoiled, and none said restore. Verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen, and who will hear for the time to come? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahuwah? He against whom we have sinned. But they will not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto the first five books for instruction. Verse 25, therefore he hath poured out upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it had set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
Mother D of Israel, who's he serving? He's talking about in Leviticus 25:55. And Titus had me Romans chapter 13:11-14 waiting on me. Mother D of Israel, who are these servants he talking about that we can read over here in Leviticus 25:55? Who is Yahuwah's servant that we can read? Blind, deaf, and dumb. He said, look, you blind, deaf, and dumb. He said, you my servant. Who are we talking about in Mother D of Israel in 25:55 of Leviticus?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55 reads, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So you see what's going on here? So he's saying the one that's deaf and dumb is blind is the children of Israel. That's in the northern kingdom. Come on, Brother Titus. Give me Romans 13:11-14. So what got to happen that we can read?
The book of Romans, chapter 13:11-14. And that, knowing the time, that is now it is high time to wake out of sleep. And now is our salvation nearer than we believe. Verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. 13. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in cabaret and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Verse 14. For put ye on Yahuwah the Son, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Mm-hmm. Another way that we can be blind, Mother D of Israel, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, down to verse 12. Let's see another way that we can be blind. It's no, just here's something else can keep you blind and keep your blessings held up from you. Malachi 3, 7, down to verse 12. will beat up Israel.
Okay, I'm trying to hurry up. You said Malachi chapter 3.
Chapter 3, verse 7 down to verse 12. Yeah, there's another way
Malachi.
You can beat blind. Come on, 3:7, come on.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. Verse 7 reads, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Verse 8, will a man rob Yahweh, a woman? Yea, you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, the temple, that there may be meat in my temple, and prove me now wherewith, says Yahweh hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your wine cast her fruits before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12, and all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what it says in Sirach chapter 7, verse 10. What it says in 7, verse 10, if we can read that, Brother Titus?
Yes, sir. Go to Sirach chapter 7, verse 10 reads, be not faint-minded when you make it your prayer, and neglect not to give alms money.
Mm. Let's go to the 12th chapter, figure verse 3 and 4, Sirach, 12, 3 and 4. He's otherwise, don't faint when it's time to pay tithes, freewill, offering, donation for that land, school, and banquet hall. Don't all of a sudden get alligator on. Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, read it.
Sirach, the seer, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, read. There can no good come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him or her that give it no alms, no money, no tithes or offerings. Verse 4. Give to Yahweh man and help not a sinner.
Let's go to 18th chapter, verse 22. Same book, Sirach 18:22. About Titus, what does it say?
Sirach, the seer, chapter 18, verse 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vows, your money, your freewill offer in due time, and defer not unto death to be justified.
19:24, same book. 19:24.
Sirach, the seer, chapter 19, verse 24. He or she that has small understanding and fear Yahweh is better than one that have much wisdom. And sin it, the Torah instruction, first five books of the Most High Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Let's run to Sirach chapter 17, 22, down to verse 26. What it says in the read in Sirach 17, 22 down to verse 26. What can we read?
Sirach 17, chapter 22 to 26. Sirach 17, verse 22. For the alms, the money, the offering of a man is a signet with him, and he will keep the good deeds of man as the apple of the eye and give repentance to his sons and daughters. Verse 23, afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their heads. Verse 24, but unto them that repent, he granted their return and comfort those that fail in patience. Verse 25, return to Yahweh and forsake your sins. Make your prayer before his face and offend less. Verse 26, turn again unto the Most High Yahuwah and turn away from sin, for he will lead you out of darkness into the light of health and hate you abomination vehemently.
Mm-hmm. Let old Tola give a shout of that in the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 11. Let Tola give a shout of that, what Tola got to say in the 4th chapter, 7 through 11 there, Brother Titus, what do you say?
Go to the book of Tobit, chapter 7.
Chapter 4.
Or chapter 4.
What do you got to say?
Tobit chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. Give alms money, your offerings of your substance. And when you give his alms your money and your offering, let not your eye be envious, neither turn your face from any poor, for the face of Yahuwah should not be turned away from you. Verse 8, if you have abundance, give alms your money, your free will offering accordingly. If you have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. Verse 9, for you lay up good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. Verse 10, because that alms, your money, your free will offer, do deliver from death and suffer not to come into darkness.